We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 10th chapter. We will start with text 23 and we will read to text 25. Shukadeva Goswami continued, having thus spoken, the great saint Devarshi Narada returned to his ashram, known as Narayana Ashrama, and Nalakuvara and Manigriva became twin Arjuna trees. Purport. Arjuna trees are still found in many forests, in their skin, and their skin is used by cardiologists to prepare medicine for heart trouble. This means that even though they are trees, they are disturbed when skinned for medical science. Text 24. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, to fulfill the truthfulness of the words of the greatest devotee, Narada, slowly went to that spot where the twin Arjuna trees were standing. And text 25. Devarshirme priyatamo Yadimau danandatma jau Tattatasa dhyayishyami Yad Gitam Tam Mahatmana Devarshi. The great saint Devarshi Narada. Me. My. Priyatama. Most beloved devotee. Yad. Although. Imao. These two persons. Nalakuvara and Manigriva. Danadatmajau. Born of a rich father and being non-devotees. Tat. The words of Devarshi. Tata. Chasso. Sadayishyami. I shall execute. Because he wanted me to come face to face with the Yamala Arjuna.
Because he wanted me to come face to face with the Yamala Arjuna.
I shall do so.
I shall do so.
Yad Gitam. As already stated.
As already stated.
Tat. That. Mahatmana. By Narada Muni.
By Narada Muni.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Although these two young men are the sons of the very rich Kuvera and I have nothing to do with them, Devarshi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee. And therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. Purport. Nalakuvara and Manigriva actually had nothing to do with devotional service or seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. For this is not an ordinary opportunity. It is not that because one is very rich or learned or was born in an aristocratic family, one will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. This is impossible. But in this case, because Narada Muni desired that Nalakuvara and Manigriva see Vasudeva face to face, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted to fulfill the words of his very dear devotee Narada Muni. If one seeks the favor of a devotee instead of directly asking favors from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is very easily successful. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has therefore recommended Vaishnava Thakura Tomara Kukura Bulya Janahamore Krishna Se Tomara Krishna Dite Para. One should desire to become like a dog in strictly following a devotee. Krishna is in the hand of a devotee. Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. Thus, without the favor of a devotee, one cannot directly approach Krishna. What to speak of engaging in his service? Narottama Das Thakura therefore sings, Chadya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payeche Keba. Unless one becomes a servant of a pure devotee, one cannot be delivered from the material condition of life. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava society, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, our first business is to seek shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Adau Guru Ashraya. Again, the translation: although these two young men are the sons of the very rich Kuvera, and I have nothing to do with them, Devarshi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee. And therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. So we can see here in this verse, Krishna says that he had nothing to do with Manigriva and Nala Kuvara. He didn't know them, they didn't have any connection with him and so on. But by the grace of Narada Muni, they were able to see him face to face. So we can see, and also Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport, how important is the mercy of a pure devotee, of a devotee who is very dear to Krishna. Even though we are not qualified, if we don't have any pious background and so on, by the desire and mercy of the pure devotee who is dear to the Lord, we can also become dear to the Lord. And actually, why is Krishna so subordinate to his pure devotees? This is explained by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and also by Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion, where he describes the six symptoms of pure devotional service. And one of them is Sri Krishna Akarshani, that pure devotional service, pure bhakti, devoid of all material desires and material contaminations, attracts Krishna. And we know that Krishna is called the all-attractive one, so he attracts everyone. He's attractive. But one who has pure bhakti, one who has pure devotional service, he can even attract Krishna. And we can see also this in the case of the Pandavas. They had this pure love for Krishna, and Krishna was always like staying with them. They were behaving like friends because Krishna was attracted by this pure devotion they had. And also Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna, although this position of a chariot driver is not a significant role, we would say, but because Arjuna wanted this from Krishna, he fulfilled it, because Arjuna had this pure bhakti, and Krishna also, like his pure devotees, they want to satisfy Krishna, and Krishna also wants to satisfy his pure devotees. It's like a reciprocation of love. Also we can see in the exactly in the case of Narada Muni, how he also received the mercy of pure devotees. In the first canto, when he's speaking with Vyasadeva, he narrates to him his previous life, how he came to devotional service. And he was telling him that he was living with his mother, who was a maidservant, and some sages came to their house and stayed there for 4 months. So his mother served these pure devotees and like very meaningly and so on. And also Narada Muni was able to engage in their service. And he was also hearing Krishna Katha from them when they were speaking. And he got their remnants that they ate from the prasadam and so on. And by their association, by hearing their words, they're speaking of Krishna, he also was able to get this pure bhakti, this opportunity to become a devotee of Krishna. And we can also see how Srila Prabhupada, also here in this purport, mentions this, and also in our morning program, we can see how Srila Prabhupada, He structured the morning program in a way that we give importance to the pure devotee of Krishna or to the spiritual master. And what's the first song that we sing in the morning? This is the song which glorifies the spiritual master, the pure devotee, how he is engaged in the service of Krishna. So the first thing in the morning that we have is glorification of the spiritual master or the pure devotee. And then we have Tulsi Arati and Tulsi Kirtan. We are also worshipping Tulsi, who is also a pure devotee from the spiritual world within the Devi. So again, we are worshipping the pure devotee. And then also the last song, the last Kirtan before class, we have Guru Vandana, we have the Guru Puja. And here we are also glorifying the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and we are praying to him, and as it says, Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma, that only by the lotus feet of the spiritual master are the only way to get pure devotion. And also Srila Prabhupada here mentions in the purport that we should desire to become like a dog in strictly following a devotee. And Krishna is in the hand of a devotee. We cannot directly approach Krishna. We cannot get to him on our own. We have to have some connections, as they say also in this world. It's good to have some connections, and also in the spiritual sense, we have to have a good connection, a bona fide connection, as we have with our disciplic succession, with Guru Parampara. So Srila Prabhupada constructed our morning program in a way that we can remember and become conscious of this, that we cannot advance on our own, we cannot reach Krishna, we cannot reach pure devotional service by our own, but we need the mercy of the pure devotee, we need the mercy of other devotees, of the spiritual master, in order to get this. And also this is mentioned as we sing in the morning prayer of Guru Ashtaka, Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadam nagatih kutopi. That if we do not get the mercy of the spiritual master, of the pure devotee, then we can also cannot get the mercy of Krishna. But if we are able somehow to satisfy the spiritual master, we can also satisfy Krishna. Because the spiritual master, the pure devotee, is very dear to Krishna, because he is fully surrendered to him. He does everything for him out of love. So it's very important also for us that we that what we think in the morning, that we take this into our heart and we become aware of it, and that we also execute our services in this consciousness. Like now we had this Prabhupada marathon, where when we are distributing books or we are whatever service we are doing to support the marathon, to spread Krishna consciousness, our attention should be like that. We want to serve Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee of the Lord. We want to execute his order, as he many times mentioned, that this book distribution is our most important activity to do, to spread Krishna consciousness to others. And also then to satisfy his spiritual master, because he also received the order from his spiritual master that if he ever gets money, that he should print books. So in a way we're trying to fulfill the order of Srila Prabhupada and also the order then of his Guru Maharaj. So we're trying to act like this servant of the servant, like Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. And in this way, if we try to satisfy Srila Prabhupada in this way and become dear to him, then we also can become dear to Krishna. So it's a great opportunity for us that not only in this marathon, but every day, every moment, that we try to become dear to Srila Prabhupada and to the great devotees of Krishna. Because if we can try to please them and try to act as a servant, then we can get their mercy. And by their mercy, we can also get the mercy of Krishna, and we can come closer to him. And we can, by this, by serving the pure devotees, the spiritual master, and other devotees, we can get their blessings. We can see the Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of Bali Maharaj and Shukracharya, So Bali Maharaj, he was already killed in this battle of the demons and the demigods. But Shukracharya, his spiritual master, revived him, and Bali Maharaj was serving him. And also after that he did Samyagya, and the Brahmanas were very satisfied with him, so they gave him a lot of blessings. And by these blessings he was able to get spiritual strength to conquer the demigods, to conquer the heavenly planets. And Brihaspati, who was the spiritual master of the demigods, of Indra, advised Indra and other demigods that they should move out of the heavenly planets, because Bali Maharaj and the demons, they have too much strength, they cannot, the demigods cannot conquer them or defeat them. And then Indra asked him, how is Bali Maharaj so enthusiastic? Where does his strength come from? And Brihaspati answered that he got the blessings of the Brahmanas, and now they cannot do anything. If he has the blessings of the Brahmanas and his spiritual master, they cannot defeat them at the moment. So Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports of this chapter, mentions that Bali Maharaj gained this spiritual strength from Shukracharya, because he pleased him. And he also cites this verse, Yasya Prasad Bhagavat Prasado, that if we compare our efforts and the blessings of the spiritual master, we cannot advance completely only by our efforts, but the blessings of the spiritual master are far more superior than our efforts. But of course, if you want to get the blessings of the spiritual master or the pure devotee, as it mentions here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that we have to become a servant of the pure devotee, a servant of the spiritual master. And there are two ways that we can serve the pure devotees, is by Vani and Vapu. And both are important, but more important is Vani, because the spiritual master is not always physically present. We may not have always the opportunity to directly, by physical association, be with him, but we can always remember his instructions, and we can always execute his instructions, and by this associate with him and serve him. As Srila Prabhupada said, that he met with his spiritual master maybe a few times, five times or six times, but he said that he always feels the presence of the spiritual master because he's serving his instructions. And also, we didn't have, many of us, except for Maharaj, we didn't have the physical association of Srila Prabhupada and so on, but we have his Vani, we have his instructions, we have his books. He gave us the holy name, we have this association of his disciples and so on. And if we can become a servant of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada under the guidance of our spiritual master, by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and then we can also get the blessings of our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada if we serve the instructions. So we're not restricted, that we cannot serve the pure devotee. We can if we serve his instructions, what he said, and we follow what he wants us to follow. And also, if we follow the instructions, we also get the result, we also get the blessings. As it also says here, that Nala Kuvara and Manigriva were delivered because by the mercy of Narada Muni, because Narada Muni desired this. And Krishna had, in a way, he said that he has to fulfill the words of his dear devotee. And also, if we serve the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and the pure devotees, then we also get the blessing of Srila Prabhupada. And he many times mentioned also at the end of every class he mentions that we, if we chant 16 rounds and we follow the four regulative principles, then we can go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Of course, it doesn't mean that we just like chant offensively and so on. We have to get to this point that we chant without offenses, that we chant the pure name. But he many times mentions that if we follow this, then we can go in this lifetime back home, back to Godhead. And also in one class, when Srila Prabhupada was narrating the story of Nrsimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, he was telling also that Nrsimhadev had to fulfill the words of Brahma. Because when Hiranyakashipu was executing these austerities and so on, he asked for several blessings from Brahma. And of course, he wanted to ask that he would become immortal. But Brahma said, look, I don't have this, I'm not immortal, so I also cannot give you this benediction. But I can give any other if you want. And then Hiranyakashipu requested to not to be killed at night, a day, not to be killed by a man or an animal and so on. And also other for other things he asked. And Nrsimhadev fulfilled everything of this. He didn't kill him in the night, he didn't kill him in the day. He was not killed by a man or an animal. Shri Panchatattva ki jai. So he fulfilled everything of this. And then Srila Prabhupada said, and if the Nrsimhadev was obliged in some way to fulfill these words. And also, if a saintly person says that if you chant 16 rounds and follow the regulative principles, and you will go back to God in this one lifetime, you have to go. You must go. So we can see that Srila Prabhupada is giving us an opportunity to see Krishna face to face, that we awaken this our relationship with Krishna. If we are prepared to follow his instructions strictly. So we have now this Prabhupada Marathon, and now is the opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada, to do something, to sacrifice, and we can very nicely cooperate through this service and do something wonderful for Srila Prabhupada, for all the people. And we can, by satisfying our spiritual master and satisfying Srila Prabhupada, we can very easily advance, more easily than by our efforts. And also Srila Prabhupada said in one class that don't try to advance, just try to satisfy your spiritual master. And that is the secret of success. So I would like to end here the class. Thank you very much for your attention. And if anyone has any questions, any comments, yes, Maharaj, microphone.
What class did Prabhupada say, don't try to advance, try to satisfy the spiritual master?
I didn't like hear it in the class, but the, directly from Srila Prabhupada, but I heard it in Prabhupada Memories. It was narrated that one devotee who was a personal servant of Srila Prabhupada he had so much service for Srila Prabhupada that then he said to Prabhupada, I cannot chant all my rounds and so on, that it's better to that I'm not anymore your personal servant because I cannot follow these rules that I committed to. And then Prabhupada said that don't worry, I will sustain your spiritual life. And next day in the class, he said, Srila Prabhupada said this, that he looked at that devotee and said that don't try to advance separately, but try to satisfy your spiritual master.
Separately?
Yeah, I didn't mean like that we don't, of course, we try to advance, but I just try to emphasize this point that we always try to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and by this advance. So, thank you. Anything else? If not, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.